Last time, down Gilead Lane.
And there's the snap. Donner fakes a handoff to Smith. Oh, look at that. Number 83, Mike Jones, is tearing right down the middle. Donner pulling back, dodging a possible tackle. Ooh, that was close. Looks like Donner's ready now. He's got a clear shot at Jones, who's still open in the end zone. And Donner launches. It's a Hail Mary. Ball's in the air. There's the buzzer. And the whole Montrose defensive line just broke through. Oh, they hit him hard, but a pass complete. Touchdown, Coleraine. The Cougars win. It's pandemonium in the stadium. The Cougars move on to the state final. Wait a minute, folks. Donner's still down. Anthony Donner is down, and it doesn't look like he's going to be getting up anytime soon.
Zach here, and I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to hear this week's show, Down Gilead Lane.
You're watching Action News 17 at 11. Tonight's sports is brought to you by The Burger Barn. Now, here's Charlie Hall.
Hey, Charlie Hall here with some big football news. As you know, Coleraine has had a stupendous season with Coach Majeski truly in his glory. Through the state playoffs, the Coleraine Cougars have proven strong and formidable. Their quarterback, Anthony Donner, the sophomore we've followed since he got to Coleraine, has had a remarkable season. Last week at the regional finals, Anthony went down with a leg injury, but he stuck it out and played tonight in the state semifinals. And on this final Hail Mary pass that Donner threw with precision, winning the game for the Cougars, Donner went down hard, and it looks like he's out of commission for the state competition. There's a lot of doubt as to whether or not the Cougars will have what it takes to win state without the player who's gotten them there this far.
Coach Majeski had this to say in an interview after tonight's game.
We played a good, hard game tonight, and I'm proud of every single one of our boys. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get over to the hospital and see our quarterback.
Yes, you can see that the coach is concerned, but I want to assure all the viewers out there that the Coleraine Cougars have nothing to fear about the state competition. We've got the best quarterback.
The best quarterback? How could Mr. Richter even say that? What do you think Anthony Donner was? Caleb's good, but he's got nothing on Anthony.
Not Michael. Come on, we all know that Anthony is an incredible
athlete.
Yeah,
he is. I hope the Donners didn't see that interview. You think they're watching it from the hospital?
No, I thought they're watching the news.
Those Richters have just been waiting for something like this to happen to Anthony.
Well, I'm sure they just wanted their own son to get the chance to play, Michael, especially in such a big game.
Yeah, now that Anthony's hurt, Caleb gets to fill in for him. It's not fair.
All right.
Oh, now that Anthony's hurt, Caleb finally gets to fill in for him. Oh, this is like the best day ever.
Yes. Tiffany Richter, that's a mean thing to say. Anthony's really hurt.
Oh, Maya. Just think of it, Caleb. You'll get to be quarterback at the state competition. Oh, the publicity.
Yippee.
You really should have said more about Caleb when you had the chance, Tom.
I only had the microphone for a few seconds, Monica.
Well, I suppose it's a good start. Now, let's see. We've got to come up with some way to get the community behind Caleb.
Mother. We could put a spread in the Coleraine Quarterly.
No,
bigger. I don't want anything.
A television commercial. That's television. What we need to do.
Yeah, good idea. I'm going to bed.
What location can we use?
Good night.
I think we might have
good night,
to think
Maya.
About...
Good night, Caleb.
I just have to be in that commercial with him. It would show what a good brother he is. Like, he's someone people should love.
Actually, Maya, I'm right behind you.
But where?
Now,
where?
We need to have the commercial be in association with a community business to get more people to support it.
Yes, you're right. A place like the Sunrise Grill or the Burger Barn.
Exactly. Burger Barn would be perfect.
Oh, we could even have them name a burger after Caleb.
Oh, that's terrific.
Now, Caleb, that's your name, right?
Yeah.
You're going to want to hold the Caleb Burger at exactly...
I'm not calling this thing the Caleb Burger.
Time is money, people. All right. Let's try nothing tastes as good as...
Let's keep going.
I'm not calling it the Caleb Burger.
What is this? You don't like the Caleb Burger?
Oh, I've told you a million times. I'm on a team, Dad. Do you get it? I told you the commercial was a waste of time.
No, you've got something there.
What?
The Caleb Burger is too focused. It might make people mad if we're pointing just to Caleb.
Oh, yeah.
But If we have him fronting something for the whole team, people can't complain. How about this? The Cougar Burger.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's it.
Can we get moving?
I tell you what,
then?
You finish this up, and I'll make sure the manager here knows to change the name on the menu.
Cougar Burger. Okay. Burger Barn commercial, take 11. Rolling and action.
My brother, Caleb, the Coleraine Cougar quarterback, always brings me to Burger Barn after a hard practice.
That's right, little sis. Nothing tastes as good as the Cougar Burger.
And nothing shows as much support for our high school football team as ordering...
Thanks for the hard work, kids. Mrs. Richter, we should have this thing edited by Wednesday.
Get it to me tomorrow, and I'll make sure Mr. Richter makes it worth your while when you get your paycheck.
Will do. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I have to run these Cougar Burger flyers over to the printer. Do you two want to come with me?
Not a chance.
I have a school rally to plan.
A rally? You'll have to tell me about it later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What rally are you talking about, Tiffany?
Only the one I'm planning for the whole school.
Since when?
Since we made it to state, silly.
Why are you doing all this, Tiff?
Doing what? The rally?
The rally, this commercial, all of it. Why?
Well, you have to make your mark, Caleb. You have to do something that counts, you know?
And you think this counts?
Listen, you're a senior, and you're one of the most popular kids in our high school. People know you. You don't know what it's like to feel empty and like nothing means anything.
Are you kidding, Tiff?
No, I'm not kidding. But this rally is going to make a difference, Caleb.
You think planning a rally is going to make everything better? That it's going to fill you up or something?
Yes. Well, at least I'm doing something about what bothers me instead of making everyone else around me miserable.
Tiff, come on. All I'm saying is that the rally isn't going to help. Being popular isn't going to make you feel better.
Yeah, well, then what is, Caleb, huh? See? You don't know any more than I do.
Yes, Mr. Garza. Mrs. Donner called this morning and said that Anthony's leg is broken and he won't be back at school this week.
Well, I'm sure Coach Majeski knows already, but I'll set up a lunch meeting with him. I can already see the problems with Caleb Richter taking over Anthony's position.
Principal Garza?
Tiffany Richter, you have an appointment with me, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Right this way.
Thank you.
Now, what can I do for you?
Well, sir, I couldn't help but overhear you talking out there, and I think you're right.
Oh?
The way I see it, sir, is that we need to do something to get the whole school behind my brother Caleb.
And why is that, Miss Richter?
This is the first time Coleraine's made it to state in, like, 10 years, right?
Yes.
And it's a pretty big deal. And I believe our players need the support of our high school in order to win this thing.
You do?
Yes, sir. Right now, the team and all the students are pretty down, and we need something to pep them up before the big game.
Like, for instance, a pep rally.
Exactly, sir. We need someone to plan a gala event, creating enthusiasm and support. Someone at the center of it all, leading the way for everyone.
And I suppose you're the girl to do that.
I'd be honored, sir. And seeing my parents have already paid for charter buses for everyone to go up to the state game.
I heard that.
I figured it'd be most beneficial to have our rally just before the buses leave on Friday.
Oh, you do you?
Yes, sir.
Well, Tiffany Richter, we do need to pull this student body out of the slump Anthony's injury put us in.
Exactly.
You may have your rally.
Thank you, Mr. Garza. I've got to go start planning.
No, Mikey, we won't be taking the chartered buses up to the state game.
Does that mean we're not going to go?
Oh, come on, are you kidding? We can't miss state. Yes. Mom and I'll drive us all up separately. Now, come on, what do you want to order here?
I don't know. I'm starving.
Oh, really? You, huh? Hungry.
Look, there's the Cougar Burger, just like on the TV commercial.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Well, what do you say? You want to try it?
Well, it's not any different than any of their other burgers.
Caleb.
Oh. Hi, Caleb.
Hey. You getting takeout for the whole family?
No. Well, Mikey and I just decided to have a little guy's night out. It's always a good time for a burger and fries, right?
Yeah.
What about you? Are you here to get a Cougar Burger?
No. My mom made me come do promotions.
Is that why you were in your uniform?
That's right. I thought the pads were a little overboard, but she wouldn't budge.
Saw you on TV.
You look good.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my idea.
Probably would have been cool if Anthony had been on the commercial, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You mean you would have wanted him in the commercial?
Listen, kid, I probably want Anthony to be playing at state more than you do.
For real?
Yeah. Oh, you feeling a little nervous about the big game, Caleb, huh?
It just shouldn't be me out there, you know? And I'm sure Anthony hates me right now. With all the commercials and all the stuff my parents are doing.
No, you're wrong about that.
Yeah, we were just over at the Donners. Anthony was asking all about you.
Yeah, he was?
Sure was. You know, he's worried about you.
Worried about me?
Mm-hmm.
You should go over and see him.
No, I mean, what would his family think?
They'd love a visitor for Anthony, especially you, Caleb.
But after everything my mom and dad have done...
You'd be surprised how they feel, Caleb.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Go ahead and order.
All right, is it the Cougar or what?
Yeah, let's go with the Cougar.
Take care, Caleb.
Bye.
Bye.
Coming! Oh, hello, Caleb.
Hi, Mrs. Donner.
Did you, bring Anthony's homework over, or...?
No. I just came to see Anthony. If that's all right.
Of course. He actually just woke up. Come on in.
Thanks.
He's right up here in the living room. He didn't want to be isolated up in his bedroom. The pain's a lot better than yesterday, but... Well, I'll just let Anthony tell you.
All right.
Anthony, you've got a visitor.
Caleb. What are you doing here?
Hey, came to check up on you.
I'll leave you boys alone.
Bye. Here's a throw. And Anthony Donner scores!
What's this?
Cougar Burger and fries.
I just saw the commercial for this.
Please, don't say it. So, how's the leg?
Not so hot, but the doc says it'll heal fine. And I should be okay to start playing next year.
That's great, Tony.
It won't be the same, though. With you going at college?
Dude, we play the same position. We're never on the field together anyway.
Doesn't matter. I like having you for a teammate. And I'll miss that when we start playing again.
You're about the only one on the team that will, after what my parents have done. I'm surprised you even talked to me, Tony. We haven't exactly made it easy for you as a new kid around here.
I don't know why you keep saying stuff like that. You haven't done anything to me, Caleb. Except give me support.
Yeah, but...
And you, of all people, should have hated me when I joined the team.
You're a good player, kid. And you love what you do.
See? That's what I mean. So come on. Are you pretty geared up for tomorrow's game?
Even less excited about that than I am about the dumb pep rally my sister planned for tomorrow. Nobody wants to see me take your place.
Oh, come on.
Dude, you have no idea how much I wish you hadn't gotten yourself injured.
Aren't you even a little excited to play at stake?
Tony, if the crowd doesn't start throwing tomatoes at me during the game, I'll be surprised. And I'm talking about our side.
I highly doubt that. But forget about them for a minute. What about you? It's your senior year, and you're quarterbacking the game.
Yeah, a game you got us to.
What's your problem?
Dude, what's your problem?
You're an incredible athlete, Caleb. I'm serious. Do you have any idea how intimidated I was to move to this district?
Why?
Because I knew about you, Caleb. I couldn't believe that I was getting a chance to play on the same team you've been on for 3 years already.
Yeah,
right.
It blows my mind how clueless you are about your own ability. And I know you can win this game for Coleraine.
Yeah, well, that makes one person in this town.
You gotta stop thinking about everyone else. You'll show them. I've played and practiced with you all season now. And I know how to watch a player. You got it, Caleb.
I don't know.
I do.
Well, I gotta meet Brad at the Burger Barn.
Brad Smith?
Yep.
Isn't he who you were with when...
When I got pulled over with alcohol in the car? Yeah, it was his party I was coming from.
You better than that.
Listen, he's the only person who gives me the time of day since you got hurt. Just worry about getting yourself better, okay, Tony?
Hey, thanks for coming over.
Yeah, see you later.
Yep, see ya. Dear God, please protect Caleb from doing something he'd regret tonight with Brad Smith. Take care of him.
The thing Haley can't get over is that you didn't go out for cheerleading this year, Becca.
Yeah, why didn't you? You were really good last
year. Yeah.
Thanks, Justin, but I mean, there was just too much going on this year. Besides, I don't really miss that crowd. Listen to the ringleader over there.
Brad. Brad Smith. Nothing but trouble.
You sound more like our dad every day, Luke.
I'm serious. I wouldn't let you anywhere near Brad, Becca.
Me neither.
Hey, Caleb. Over here, man.
Oh, no. Please, Lord, don't let Brad suck Caleb into that group tonight.
Amen. And protect Brad, too.
Yes.
Not tonight of all nights. State's tomorrow.
Hey, he's coming over here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
I was just on my way home from Donner's, and I saw all the cars in the parking lot. I've never seen Burger Barn so packed on a Thursday night.
Your commercials must be paying off.
Funny, Taylor.
You went over to see Anthony?
Yeah, I wanted to see how he was doing and everything. You know, make sure he was okay.
Whoa, really?
That was nice.
Really cool.
Yeah, it turns out I can act the part of a decent person, too. Who
no,
knew?
Caleb,
no, I didn't mean that you
don't
couldn't...
worry about it.
So you're nervous for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, you think you can pull it off?
I don't know. Nobody around here seems to think so. I mean, except for my mom and the old man.
Don't count us out, Caleb. We know you're going to do great.
Yeah, our dad was just saying that at dinner.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Are you doing anything tonight?
Me? You mean like...
Caleb!
Yeah?
Don't forget the party at my house. Meet us in a half hour.
Yeah, I don't think so, Brad.
What?
I just want to take it easy tonight.
Whatever, dude. See ya.
Well, see you guys around.
Hey, I was gonna ask you if you wanted to hang out with us tonight.
You were?
Yeah.
Thanks. But I really am just gonna take it easy tonight.
Oh.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, well, we'll miss ya.
Good luck tomorrow at the game.
See you later.
And I'll see you at work.
See ya.
Before we board the buses and give our Cougars a big send-off, let's take a minute to recognize the quarterback of our team, our quarterback, Caleb Richter! Caleb Richter is leading our team out there, and... made it to our pep rally just in time to send our Cougars off. Anthony Donner, everyone!
Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Thanks. I have something to say. We made it to state, guys. We made it to state because this team has one good leader. No, it's not me. That leader is Coach Majeski. Let's give it up for Coach. And we need one good leader on the field, too. And that's Caleb Richter.
Yeah! Woohoo!
Richter has supported me all season. And without his support, it would have been tough. He could have made it real hard to be the new kid on this team. But he didn't. He was behind me. And now it's our turn to be behind him.
Let's give it up for Caleb! Hip, hip!
Hooray! Come on, Cougars! Let's hear it for Caleb Richter. I can't hear you. Come on, Caleb. Stand up. The Cougar State quarterback.
School state football champs are probably still celebrating in Coleraine. That's right, after a scary semifinals game last week, the Cougars' star quarterback Anthony Donner went down with an injury. But Caleb Richter filled in for Donner and went on to throw for 227 yards, including three touchdown passes that led the Cougars to a 28-19 victory. The champs lifted Richter high on their shoulders when the game ended, and Richter proved that he not only has the skills, but he also has character by insisting that the team also lift Donner, who was on the bench as the Cougars won the state title. Cougars coach Majeski said it best when we caught him after the game.
Tonight our boys showed what depth this team has and what we can accomplish together. And while no one player was more important than the next, I couldn't be more proud of Caleb Richter and the way he stepped up and showed what a fine athlete and leader he can be.
And that's the truth. In other sports tonight, it'll be a big day.
I knew there was never a doubt that Caleb would win that game.
I hope that coach learned his lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Caleb did a good job tonight.
I only wish he hadn't made the team pick up that boy, too.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a good thing he did, Mom. They even said so on the news.
Yes, well, right, that should have been more than enough. He didn't need to go over to that boy's house after the game, too.
His name is Anthony, Mother.
Good night, girls.
Good night.
Brooke and Justin Morrison told me that your rally went really well today, Tiff.
Yeah, it was good. Lizzie Mitchell even asked me to go out for captain of the cheerleading squad.
She did? That's great.
Yeah, I guess.
Isn't that what you wanted the whole time?
You never get anything, Maya.
But it's what you said, that you wanted to be in the spotlight and that you wanted people to notice you.
Yeah.
And wouldn't being the captain of the cheerleading squad really put you in the spotlight?
Yeah, Maya, obviously. You know, cheerleading takes a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like work.
Yeah, but I thought you said the attention is what you needed to make you happy.
I do. But it just isn't as great as I thought it would be.
You really didn't think so?
That's what I just said, isn't it?
So what would make you happy, Tiff?
I don't know. I get whatever I want. And I'm pretty good at everything I do. It's just like nothing works. Like that big empty spot just gets bigger.
Maybe it's because you're doing stuff all about the side of you that everyone sees.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, maybe you should go after something with more meaning. Something that actually could fill you up.
Like what, Miss Know-It-All?
Like something lasting. Something that isn't going to go away when we die. You know how I've been reading the Bible a lot more, and how my life's practically turned upside down since I became a Christian?
No kidding. But I don't care about that. The part about doing something lasting.
But that's just it. Becoming a Christian is the most lasting thing you can do.
No. That's not what I mean.
Huh?
I don't need to do the cheerleading thing or lead any more rallies. Maybe I should look into starting, like, an environment club at school or like helping old people or something.
No, Tiffany, don't you get it? That's not gonna mean anything if you're not filled up with God on the inside.
Cut the holier-than-thou thing, okay? I've got to go figure out if school already has any of those environment things or old folks stuff already. I want my project to be super unique.
Oh, Lord. Please help my sister understand the truth someday. That she needs you to make the emptiness go away. Amen.
Can you tell how much Maya seems to be growing in her faith lately? She's been studying the Beatitudes, and I'm really proud of her for doing that on her own. Let's keep up with her. Let me turn to Matthew 5, verse 6. Right here. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. You see, nothing in this world can compare to growing in your relationship to Christ through His Word, the Bible. You could win the big game, like Caleb, or be really, really popular with the cool group like Tiffany. But to fully take in God's joy and peace, you need to develop a devotion to His Word. Today's episode, Hometown Heroes Part 2, is a production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Our writer and director is Beth Culp. Sound designer is Andrew B. Musical score provided by John Campbell, and our executive producer is Simon Guevara. My name is Zach, and I'll be here next time down Gilead Lane.